Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Wet Wednesday. We will get through it. We do have thunderstorms going to be traveling through. Through the overnight, but tomorrow and the next couple of days actually looks pretty nice. Some sunshine, a little warmer weather for a Friday and Saturday. It's going to be summer again, 85 degrees. Richmond City Council just fired their chief of staff, and nobody's talking about it. Well, let me rephrase that. It's been reported, but nobody's talking about why. Our friend Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, is going to be with us at 5:35, and we will, hopefully, get some answers. There's really nobody that is covering the activities and local things like, But in any event, we will let you know on that. You know, so many nice people, including Dr. Boyd, who is he's like three of the funniest, smartest people I know. Just a great guy. And I know he was down at Better Floors because they actually told me. But he said, hey, any word on Heidi's radio code yet? It's still a big issue. Still a big issue. Our old car, what I always refer to as our project car. Not because I was ever going to fix it, but because you'd be likely to find a car like that in the projects. But on my project car, the battery died a couple of weeks back. We were getting Heidi's musical chalet moved in and had to move it. It had been like 180 degrees or whatever it was, and the battery died, and then the radio code is not there, and so she can't drive the vehicle. I was like, well, you do know that the engine is fine, right? Knock on wood. And the tires are all good, and the ignition works. Can't drive it without the radio. Really? And I'm thinking, I've worked for 3+ decades in radio. And no offense to anyone, but I would happily drive in silence for an hour. Oh my gosh, what a thrill that would be. I would. But anyway, no, I'm sorry. I don't have any updates on that. I just reached out to Robbie over at Certified Auto Repair. So they're working on it. They got to, I guess, get in touch with the factory and do all sorts of neat stuff, but we'll keep you updated. I think we'll probably talk a little bit about it Saturday morning on In the Garage. In the Garage with Stan Andruski, best weekend radio show anywhere, 8 o'clock right here. Tim Walz is telling lies. Oh, Jeff, tell us something we don't know. No, I mean, these are like big lies. Tim Walz is the governor of Minnesota. And, you know, he's Kamala Harris's choice to, well, I guess be her comfort candidate because she kind of takes him everywhere. But he said that Donald Trump is trying to create a new government entity that will monitor all pregnancies to enforce their abortion bans. Regardless of where you might stand on that particular issue, and you know where I stand, but it's every part of that is a lie. And I don't mean a lie like, oh, I said I had mustard, I really had ketchup. I mean a lie like a lie. It's a biggie. It's such a biggie that even the left-wing fact-checking places are saying, that's just not true. That's going to earn you a couple of Pinocchios. First part of it is that Donald Trump has made very, 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 very clear he's not enacting any national abortion bans. He has no interest in that. And it's really interesting because those of us who are like passionately pro-life wish that he would have that, but he doesn't have that. He won't do that. And he sent it back to the states. And he's absolutely positively not setting up some, quote, government entity to monitor pregnancies. Could you imagine that? The Department of Pregnancies, if it were run like the DMV in some places, number one, you'd have to take a number. You'd have to ask the clerk, well, we've been thinking about having a baby. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, you don't have a permit for that. You're going to need to go over there and watch a video. It's like, well, I've watched those videos. That's why, you know, I kind of like to make it. No, you're going to have to watch the video over there, and your wife's going to have to go to Windows 7. So that, are you kidding me? Yep. It's a complete and total lie. There's nothing true about it. So even for those people, who are saying, I don't agree with you, Jeff, on this whole life issue, abortion issue, whatever you want to call it. You should take some degree of solace in that. That what is not going to happen is probably closer to what you want. It's just nuts. I have a victory. No, not for me. There's a girls' field hockey team up in Massachusetts, the other Commonwealth where we spent a lot of time. They were set to play another Massachusetts field hockey team, and they forfeited the match. Why? Because they're guys playing as girls on the other team. And the superintendent of this particular school district said there are times where we have to place a higher value on safety than on victory. We understand that this forfeit will impact our chances for a league championship and possibly playoff eligibility, but we remain hopeful, the superintendent wrote, that other schools consider following suit to achieve and promote fair competition for female athletes. Good. There's no hate in this.
I can't believe that you people hate the train.
There's no hate. This is about saying that girls, when they take part in athletic competitions, should be playing against other girls. That's all. There's no hate. There's nothing negative, in fact. It is all positive. And in fact, wasn't this what Title IX was all about? Remember that? So that female athletes could have female sporting activities? And the Biden administration, the Harris administration, like, well, we want to change it so that so the guys who say they're gals can play. Well, why? If you have a daughter who's hoping to get a scholarship of some sort based on athletic skills, you better hope that she's playing against other girls, right? Could you imagine playing against boys, say, in a softball situation? I don't know how to break it to you. You're not getting that scholarship. Field hockey, you're not getting that scholarship. Swimming, you're not getting that scholarship. It is completely and totally unfair to girls. It is completely and totally unfair to women. Remember which party hates women. I mean, unless they're guys who say they're women, then they like them because they're... And what's the message there? That men make better women than women? That's a little twisted, don't you think? Speaking of twisted, we have another tasty tidbit from our Not Ready for Primetime Vice President. Cut number three, please.
January 6th, your vehicle was allowed to kind of pass a viable pipe bomb. We've seen...
No, I was in the building.
You were in the building. And we've seen what's happening with former President Trump. Do you have full confidence in the Secret Service to protect all of you?
I do.
You feel safe, you and your family?
I do. But, I mean, you can go back to Ohio. Not everybody has Secret Service. And there are far too many people in our country right now who are not feeling safe. I mean, I look at Project 2025, and I look at, you know, like the Don't Say Gay laws coming out of Florida. Members of the LGBTQ community don't feel safe right now. Immigrants or people with an immigrant background don't feel safe right now. Women don't feel safe right now. And so... Yes, I feel safe. I have Secret Service protection. But that doesn't change my perspective on the importance of fighting for the safety of everybody in our country. And doing everything we can to, again, lift people up and not beat people down so they feel alone and are made to feel small and made to feel like they're somehow not a part of it or us.
Aww. I don't feel included. Tough. I don't feel good. Hey. Hey. Dude. All right. Dude, whatever you are. Take a lap, walk it off, rub some freaking dirt on it.
Good grief.
Good grief is right. What a maroon. Man.
What a maroon.
Thank you. I already did that, Bugs, but I appreciate that.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You know, jumping in there to help back up. Wearing a Daffy Duck shirt today, by the way. Just because I love Daffy Duck. I've always loved Daffy Duck. There's just something about Daffy that I just think, man, how cool is Daffy? Bugs seemed to have his stuff together for the most part, but Daffy was always working an angle, wasn't he? He was. He was like the, he was the guy, man. If you needed something done, you know, everybody's got a guy, right? I got a lot of guys. I got a car guy, I got a house guy, I got a this guy, I got a that guy. And Daffy was the guy who had the other guys, and you had to know Daffy to know the other guys. But anyway, she's moaning and whining there. Oh, my God, there's some people who don't feel good. Well, welcome to life. Why on earth should you deny college scholarships to girls because there are boys who are pretending they're girls so that they can, well, get those college scholarships? How about that for a change? How about dealing with the real world? I know it's a big ask, but you know somebody should actually ask the question. Teamsters Union has said they will not endorse anybody in the presidential election. Now, the reason for that is that by a greater than 2-1 margin, when they did an internal poll, 2-1 plus, Teamsters want Donald Trump to be reelected president. The interesting thing is that they're not endorsing anyone, which you would think, well, they would endorse Trump. They can't do it, right? Because they're kind of in the back pocket of the Democrats. But by not endorsing Kamala Harris, make no mistake, it is a de facto endorsement of Donald Trump. 515.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.